All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Rob Anson, the CEO of Phobi AI. And Rob, it's great to have you back again. How are you?
I'm doing well, Steve.
Good stuff. Well, we've talked in the past about the importance about the grocery and retail world and how important it is to Phobi AI. And you've recently agreed to a partnership with an app that kind of delves really into that world. So explain to us a little bit about Cattle and what they do.
Yeah, it still goes back to, and I would say that the grocery and convenience retail space needs Phobi AI, if anything. And the reason for that is the challenge now around first-party data, right? When we say first-party data, our ability to aggregate that data directly at the till around this transaction, of course, the payment, but more importantly, the user and the SKU. That's a challenge for all the CPGs. That's my interest, of course, in this great relationship now with Cattle. We're hearing this on a daily basis, is our innate ability to capture first-party data. Cattle has the largest consumer app when it comes to first-party data in Canada, as you've seen with Sobeys and Loblaws and Canadian Tire, the Forzani Group, Walmart, of course. They've done a tremendous job of capturing the payment and SKU data associated to a user. So now all of a sudden, from a user perspective, you know, based upon what data you share with Cattle, you then receive these offers and promotions and these focus groups, if you will. So they've done a tremendous job of building an industry-leading platform that we'll plug into with the Wallet Pass. And then, of course, as we look at the other opportunities, it's always about Phobi, it's always about real time.
Yeah. What is sort of the thought here on the size of the market? Like you mentioned a lot of big names that are there, obviously, and you know, just a couple of them is a big deal, but there's so many grocery outlets and chains around, you know, just in North America alone. It seems like the opportunity here seems quite large.
It is. I mean, there's some early stage conversations we've had with, you know, chains. We're looking at 1,500, 2,000 locations. I've said this forever, Steve, that technology has no fundamental value unless it solves a problem. Biggest problem for CPG and retail today, with cookies disappearing, of course, is now all in relation to access and information. And what we provide for access and information is second to none. Real-time attribution for measurement, and then, of course, real-time personalization for the shoppers. So it's a win-win on both sides. And I'm very excited about this opportunity with Cattle.
And lastly, is it Cattle that kind of does the bidding for you? It's like, hey, here we've added on this part of it as well, and here's what we now offer. Is that what makes a deal like this so unique?
No, what it is, it's 1 + 1 = 10, right? When you work with partners of ours, it's always added value, right? There's many conversations we're having over in Europe right now with other groups. And it's just that, here's what I do, Rob. Here's what's being asked of us. We see that you're the industry leader in this and that.
Yeah.
Plug it in, right? So yeah, co-marketing exercises, right? You know, there's a big shift. There's a big transition. There's new budgets coming out for next year. We're ensuring that we secure those now and then implementing Q1, Q2 of next year, which opens up a lot of new doors for us and tremendous scale opportunity working with Cattle.
All right. Well, another exciting one for you, Rob. Thank you so much. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you. Stay dry.
Yeah, you as well. There's Rob Anson, the CEO of Phobi AI.